Hey there, welcome to this episode of What's the Truth. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and I'm so excited to be back with you today this month. And I'm going to be talking about basically a life update for what was going on in July and what I felt like God was really calling me into and how I feel this season of transition and change. But I want to ask you a few questions to get us started. Do you ever feel overwhelmed? Do you ever feel moody? Do you ever feel fatigued? Maybe more mentally tired? Do you ever feel frustrated? If you answered yes to any of those questions, I just want to say you're in good company and I want you to stick with me because I'm going to share some things that I put into practice, some habit stacking things that I did to really create space between social media and me and how I'm wanting to show up now moving forward. And most importantly, the things that I'm learning and what I felt God calling me as far as healing. So whether this is your first time here, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. Or you are a longtime listener. I'm just so blessed that you have continued to listen to these episodes. But I do want to share with you some really fun things in the works coming this fall. My book is going to be released this fall. I have not announced the official date yet. So make sure you follow me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. You'll be able to see the book cover, the dates, and all the free goodies that are going to be coming along with those that will purchase the book as well. And not to mention, the free couple chapters will be released very soon. So with that being said, make sure you head to jessicahoddle.com/chasegod because you're going to get my Chase God, Not Your Feelings guide, a guide on how to live by faith and not by what you feel, which is a great introduction to what my book is about that we'll be releasing in the fall. Okay, let's go ahead and get into this life update. First of all, do you like life updates here on the podcast? Make sure when you come to Instagram at Jessica Hoddle that you come and message me and let me know. I love just kind of talking to you one-on-one in your ear, whether, you know, you're walking, running, or in the car, doing dishes, whatever it is. And I just felt called to do this life update because, you know, the person on the other side of this microphone is human, and the person on the other side of a screen on social media is human. And with everything that's happened in the world, and not being connected in person as much, it's easy to forget how human we are and how imperfect and how much we need our Savior. And so what started to happen for me personally was I really started to feel overwhelmed emotionally and kind of bogged down spiritually. I had these really, I didn't recognize them really at the time, but just bad habits. And I was feeling a little disconnected and frustrated, especially during my quiet time and my journaling. And it kind of went on for a few months. Even I felt a little bit of it at the beginning of this year, 2021. And I really started to just get moody, whether, you know, coming off of social media or seeing certain posts that would just trigger me and, you know, trigger me in a sense of frustration or anger or sadness. And what I realized is that I really started to carry all of these beliefs, these emotions, these feelings for other people or according to these posts that I've seen. And, you know, we always say like, I'm just mindlessly scrolling. And I think I've said this a million times on the podcast, but you're not just mindlessly scrolling. You're still taking in information. And this is the age of information where our brains cannot handle the information that's coming at us. I mean, we can barely sometimes function in our normal to-do list days that of the things that we have to do, let alone being consumed by everybody else's pain or, you know, following them and getting their perspective and their beliefs and their convictions. And yes, I 100% agree. We should mourn with those who mourn. We should have joy with those who have joy. But there's also boundaries that need to be put in place, especially if social media is getting the best of us and not the people in real life. And that's one of the first questions, like, is social media running you or are you running social media? And for me, you know, I reached out to a friend, my friend Clara. You can follow her on Instagram as well, Food, Fitness, and Faith. And she is the sweetest. And we started going back and forth. And I said, you know, let's Vox. And we had it in our minds that we're just going to Vox for a week and we're going to put some boundaries in place on social media. And we're going to talk about how to run business and how to love on people well and how to serve and how to show up and how to create systems for posting and just all the things. And in our minds, we're like, we're going to do this for a week. Little did we know, 3 weeks later, we would still be Voxing about the things that we're going through. And here's what I didn't want to happen is I didn't take 100% break from social media. I still showed up, but I put a lot of systems kind of in place so that I can literally change my brain and the connection that social media kind of had with me and the connection that I felt or my perspective or things that people have spoken over me about what they think I should be doing how they think I should be running my social media. And I really had to step away because I didn't want to just take a break. I didn't want to just, I'm going to, you know, delete my apps for the weekend, which I do. It's one of the things I do now on the weekend, but I didn't just want to say these things. I wanted it to be with integrity, especially if I'm doing a podcast episode about this, was if I am doing it, I want to be able to say that when I tell you what I'm doing, that it is what I'm doing. And I didn't want this to be just a small change. I didn't want it to not last. That's why I didn't just want to get off, to get on. And so I really wanted to do the brain changing, the renewing of my mind to be transformed by the word of God and not conformed to the world. And if you don't know, I have been a business owner for more than 11 years. You know, I've been a part of the Beachbody community for that time. It was the first business, my fitness business that I ever had, and I've taught fitness classes. But social media 11 years ago is nothing like it is today. Therefore, I have ran almost all of my business on social media. And let's just say it's been a long time me being on social media. And this was kind of just a point where I got to of, I felt moody. I was just irritable. I felt overwhelmed. I was frustrated. I felt as though at points, are my words good enough? You know, I wasn't talking about very specific topics, and I'm sure you could guess what maybe those are, but I was trying to address the heart of the people because that's what I feel called to do, is to help people heal so that they can heal, because healed people heal people, just like hurt people hurt people. And I just was questioning, like, are my words good enough? Is this helping? Is this like reaching anybody? You know, like tap the mic. Is anybody on the other side? And what I realized, it's that it's a stealer of peace, but it's an area of great joy. Because I'm not here to say how bad social media is, because there are great things. I have met beautiful and wonderful people on social media. So it's a stealer of peace, but it's also an area of great joy. So how do we manage this? Like, how do we move forward? And I have to say, like, I am still in the process of rewinding, basically taking the wires out of the motherboard of my brain. And it's funny because I talk about this in my book coming out in the fall about how our brains are like a motherboard. And when we renew our thoughts, it's basically like taking the plugs and putting them back where they need to go in a motherboard of a computer. And for me, I knew that if I got on and my mood was affected, I know that I'm still not healed in that area. And that's where I am today. And I know I don't have all the answers, but maybe, just maybe, you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, like, I totally get this. Even if you don't run a business on social media, it doesn't matter. We pick up our phones at a stoplight. We pick up our phones, you know, waiting to get our groceries. We pick up our phones every chance we get. We're afraid of white space, I guess you could say, like just nothing. I know some people are afraid to be alone with their thoughts. They're afraid of quiet. And so we're getting back into this place of basically boredom, of thinking, I don't have anything to do, not picking up your phone at every commercial break. I want you to think about these things because that is what I had to do. You know, my husband, we were watching a show or a movie and he'd get up to use the restroom and I would check my phone. I'm like, why? Why am I doing this? And why is it necessary? And I realized it's just not. It was stealing my time. It was stealing my peace. And I was allowing it. But we can have boundaries and we can get to a place where social media doesn't run us and we run social media. So let me just kind of wrap this up a little bit and share with you some of the things that I began to change. And if you want more information or detail, just again, message me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you'd like maybe me to touch on or if you want me to keep talking about this. But some of the changes I made and how I know I made them was the first thing I had to do was I had to keep my phone upstairs until work because in the morning I help my husband get off to work. I read, I journal. And what was happening in that time was, yes, I really didn't pick up my phone, but my phone was still in the room. And it was like almost I could feel the energy from my phone. And I knew one of the first things that I had to do was just every night, because I don't sleep with my phone next to my bed. I haven't done that for many years. And so I started putting it downstairs, but downstairs is where I read and I journal. So I finally said, you know what? I'm going to have to put my phone like in my office until I'm ready to work. Then I'll check it. Then I'll see if there's any important texts or notifications because I don't get any Instagram notifications, Facebook notifications. I don't get any social media app notification on my phone. I haven't done that in years either. If you do any of those things, these are probably right off the bat going to help you. I just don't because a text message alone gives us that urgency that we need to respond right away. And social media notifications of any kind, Pinterest, I don't know. I'm not on TikTok, but Snapchat, like all these things are stealers of time. And there's this urgency that we feel almost like this fight or flight response where we get like this adrenaline, this rush of epinephrine in our bodies of like, we got to respond right away. Or it's this like this hit of what are they going to say? And oh my gosh, this comment, they liked my post. It's this just hit of excitement and like you're doing good things. And so it makes you want to check. So the first thing I had to do was I had to keep my phone upstairs until work. And what I realized then was my quiet time, I was not as distracted in the beginning, but now I'm pretty focused 3 weeks later of journaling, writing, and reading because my phone isn't anywhere by me. It's not close, even in the vicinity where I can be like, hey, John, which is my husband, can you hand me my phone? It's just upstairs. It's in my office until I'm ready to work. Number two, in the business world, they'll tell you like, you need to post at this time. This is the best time to post. Look at your stats, look at your things. And the second thing I just started to not do was I just started to not care about what time I post. Because in my mind, I had it that I have to do these things in order to reach and serve the women that I want to reach. And in reality, that was nothing but a lie, something that I had to really overcome, believe it or not, because I've, again, been in the business world for more than 11 years and social media has changed so much. The reality with I don't worry about what time I post also helps me with another basically thing on my list here that I have is number three is I don't check social media first thing anymore. I go right to work. And what was happening was I would read and journal and then I would check social media. And what was happening was I kind of felt this like break in my connection of reading and working because then I would open social media, just check, see if there was anything I needed to respond to. And what would happen is just I would almost get that moody feeling between my journaling and my reading. And then I would be frustrated kind of going into work, into the work day. And so now I just don't check social media first thing anymore. I will check it before lunch. I might check it after lunch, just depending on the day. But I have to consciously think to myself, it is not important at this moment. Get the most important things done on your list and then come back to it when you can. Number four is I don't spend more than an hour on Instagram on my phone anymore. Before, I would have one of those little, because you can do screen time on the iPhone, and I had it set at 1:15, an hour and 15 minutes. And I realized that even though I would set the timer, it just didn't matter. I really wouldn't stick to it. I would go over it often. And I just was like, okay, this isn't working. And there'd be many times where at night I would delete the app, but it wasn't doing what I needed it to do. So I realized, I'm like, I'm just going to keep the app deleted at all times until I'm ready to work. I'm going to do serve, show up, post to Instagram stories. And really in July, I did not do much stories as far as personal stories, daily stories, just updates, things like that, because I wanted to create the space that needed to happen. So right now between Facebook and Instagram, it's definitely less than an hour. And the reason why it goes right into number five is I do my work on the desktop version versus the app. And if you've ever been on the Instagram, desktop version, it's just not fun. It's not easy to scroll. It's not as enjoyable in stories. Therefore, I would say 80% of my work now on desktop. I respond to messages. The only things I can't do on desktop is, of course, stories, reshare stories from people that, have tagged me, which is a little frustrating, but it is what it is. So I do most of all my work now on the desktop, as far as, like I said, messaging and things I need to address. Number six, I don't scroll at night while I'm watching TV anymore, which on. So that's because all the apps are off my phone and my phone is typically over somewhere else or it's upstairs for the night already. And I just kind of now sit there. If he goes to the restroom or we get up or whatever it is that we're doing, I allow the space. Like, I don't want to keep filling my brain with something else. I just kind of allow my time to just sit there and think or not think or whatever it is. I don't want to sound super holy, but pray or think about things that are happening and with my friends and things like that. Number seven, one of the other things I had to put into play was I'm a writer, I'm an author, I'm a speaker, I'm a fitness coach. So writing and doing stories, I had to be very clear and concise. And one of the things that I was doing as far as writing posts was I would write the posts out on my app, whether it's in notes or wherever it was. And I would then upload it to basically my desktop version of notes into Grammarly. Then I would try to create a graphic in Canva on my phone. And one day I was like, this is taking so much time to try to create a graphic on my phone to go with Instagram. So finally I said, you know what? For efficiency and for time, I'm not going to create any more posts on my phone. I'm only going to do it on desktop version. And it's been wonderful. So I will still, I organize my notes on my phone so that whenever I get ideas for the new book or current book or social media post, I have a note section for that. And I start a new one every time there's a new topic that I have. And then when it's time to create the post, I open it up on my desktop because I have a Mac, open up my notes, transfer it to Grammarly, and then I just upload it and schedule it. Therefore, I'm saving time. I'm being efficient. I'm not playing around on my phone, which is easy to swap back and forth between apps, frustration, all of that. I had to cut it out. I just had to cut it out. And some of the effects that I've noticed is my mood change. I have a lot more brain space. I have more time in my day. And again, I'm 3 weeks into this process, and I also had to do some like emotional healing in my own life with some areas of my life. And I needed space for that. I needed to step away from certain things. And as I still walk through that process now, even. And then I realized, I was like, okay, like I am going to start making plans with very specific people and reaching out and doing more things within real life people, being in community with people again. And not that I wasn't, but this was like me being more intentional. And so over the last three weeks, I just started layering these things into place. One of the things that I'm adding right now into this, all of this, is reading for 20 minutes a day. Now, I read at night. Every night I read a fiction book. It's just how I wind down. I love reading fiction at night. It's creative for my brain, and it helps me as an author too, just to see how other writers write, because I love how descriptive they are. And so I read fiction at night, but during the day, I wanted to start reading nonfiction, which it had been a while since I felt like I had really found this rhythm. And now with the space and having basically the apps off my phone almost all the time, it's been able for me to now create more habits of efficiency. And so I can show up better here in this to serve you here on the podcast. Well, I'm still creating even more systems, and maybe I'll release another podcast just talking about, but you know, life updates and what's going on behind the scenes. But I knew that something needed to change. And these were just some of the things that I changed in my own personal life. And maybe some of them, you know, this kind of goes with a lot of maybe business or ministry, but even if you're somebody that posts on social media, to think about the time that it takes and what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you can be more efficient and maybe have your photos or the certain apps. And I went through my apps and I deleted my apps and I organized how things were. And again, I'm still in the process. So that is where I'm going to land the plane, of just reminding you how much your brain needs downtime. It needs space. In the first chapter of my book coming out this fall, talks about creating space for healing. And what does that look like? How do we create space? It was important for me because I've had to walk through this process. I don't ever come on here and talk to you about things that I've never went through, experienced before. And the things that I'm not an expert in, like being a mom, because I'm not a mom, I bring on experts for. So with all that being said, come over on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. Let me know your thoughts. Did you resonate with this? Come comment on today's post, or just let me know, like, what do you want to hear? Is this something that resonated with you? Did it inspire you? Did it encourage you? Also, don't forget, scroll down into the show notes and get your Chase God, Not Your Feelings guide. So you're signed up, you'll get notifications for the free chapter being released and all of the goodies that are going to be coming with the book this fall. So with that being said, I just want to remind you and encourage you to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live. And I'll talk to you next week.